Hare, defensive end for Cass City. He's a senior. Second down, 9 to go.
Yeah, Ubley wants to get number 20, Derek Brown, to the outside where he can show off his speed. So when they run him up the middle, the goal is to try and get him through that defensive line and then hope he can make a linebacker miss. But unfortunately, that time, the defensive line of Cass City was too much and tackles him right away at the line of scrimmage.
9 yards to go for the first down. That's inside the 30 at the 27-yard line. It's a handoff through the middle, and Derek Brown's out for the running. He's inside the 20 to the 10 to the 5. Touchdown, Bearcats. The Ubley Bearcats are on the board with 4:27 left in the third as Derek Brown runs in from 37 yards out for a score.
Just what the doctor ordered for the home team and the Bearcats, an exciting run by their best running back in Derek Brown. This time they were running him right. They run him right up the middle, and this time they bring him the opposite side. They go left side off tackle, and Derek Brown jukes to the sideline. And again, when it's a foot race between him and someone else, he normally wins, and this time he gets to the pylon. A big run for the Bearcats, and now the offense on for the two-point conversion try.
T formation, Wright is under center, and he's rolling to his right, looking to pass. White jerseys coming all around him, throws this one off his back foot, and it's intercepted. Two-point conversion is no good. So score sits at Cass City 27, Ubley 6 with 4:27 left in the third quarter on the WLEW Sports Network.
Well, hello there. Abe here. You know, Honest Abe. These days, life is pretty good. I spend most of my time relaxing and enjoying the view from my monument in D.C. And of course, making a living as the face of the penny. Reach into your pocket. I'm sure you've got one or two of me clinking around in there. Why not make the most of that loose change with Thumb Cellular's Fast Track prepaid phone service?
You can talk and text for just a penny. Right now, you can get started with a phone, free activation, 3,000 minutes or texts, and 45 days of service. Everything you need for just $39. The best part, no contract, no credit check, no hassle, period. Also, check out Thumb Cellular's prepaid cards with great rates and up to a year in coverage. Terms of service apply.
Oh, George, good to hear from you.
Visit Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. The talk of the thumb.
And Ubley goes for the onside kick on the ensuing kickoff. And it goes right into the hands of number 84, Cole Chippy, a junior for Cass City's special teams. So Cass City will get the ball at their own 49-yard line, a 51-yard field to work with 4:27 before the fourth quarter even starts.
The Bearcats trust their defense. They're expecting them to get back into this game, but they needed another possession, so they decided to dial up the onside kick. And it goes right at Cole Chippy. And he does the right thing. He drops to his knees, and when the ball gets underneath him, he just covers it up. No chance for a loose ball, and Cass City takes over right around midfield.
Mason Erla hands it off to Perzanowski, gets across midfield, and down to the 46-yard line, brought down by Darren Soul. It is a 5-yard gain, second down, 5 to go.
Well, they found a bright spot here at Shade Perzanowski as he's run the ball very, very well, maybe even the difference for this team to go the distance, because he has hit the hole very hard and he makes guys miss. He runs very powerfully low to the ground, and that time there, his offensive line gives him a couple yards to work with, and he barrels his way for a couple extra. The Bearcat defense right now just hanging on for dear life.
T formation, Erla hands it off to... That's number three, Nick Perry. He's out for the first down across the 40-yard line, down to the 37-yard line, brought down by Derek Brown. Move the chains for the Redhawks.
Cass City opening the playbook with this wing T offense. You've seen the quarterback, Erla, keeping himself around the outside. You've seen those quick hit dives right through the middle of the defensive line. You've seen off-tackle runs. You've seen misdirection runs. They've done them all and done them all with success. They got the Bearcat defense on their heels. Most importantly, though, Clark, the offensive line of Cass City is getting that initial surge, and that's what's springing these running backs free.
And it's a handoff to Sawyer Cuthrell, who dives to the right, reverses to the left, gets to the 30-yard line, before he's brought down by Dan Rutkowski for a 6-yard gain. Second down, 4 yards to go for Cass City, leading 27-6 with 3 minutes left in the third.
Yeah, Ubley just can't get any pressure on defense. The running backs are getting up to their offensive linemen, which are 2 to 3 yards down the field before they even meet a defender. And if they make a guy miss, it's a 5-yard gain without blinking an eye. And that's why Cass City has moved the ball so well on this drive and this whole game so far.
Second down, 4 yards to go, T formation. And Erla hands it off to his first option on the backfield, and it goes nowhere. Darren Soule is credited for the tackle. Nick Perry was on the run, and for no gain. Now third down, 4 yards to go for Cass City.
Yeah, this time Cass City fakes the misdirection, but they initially give it to Nick Perry right through the middle, try to hit him with a quick dive, and then show the misdirection where the running backs cross instead of going to their side of the field. At the time, Ubley not buying it, staying disciplined and covering their spots, and Darren Soule sheds his blocker and gets in the backfield and makes a tackle for very little, if not no gain.
T formation. Hand off to Sawyer Cuthrell across the 30 down to the 25-yard line. Brought down by Anthony Sweeney. Beyond the first down marker by a yard, a 5-yard pickup. Move the chains for Cass City.
Yeah, and again, a nice tackle by Ubley's super sophomore, Anthony Sweeney, 5'9", 180-pounder. He plays linebacker. He plays very well, makes a lot of tackles. But unfortunately, that time, the tackle was made, but not until Cass City gets yet another first down.
First and 10 for the maroon and white tonight of Cass City, leading 27-6. And we have a final from Owen Gage, Cedarville, 48. Owen Gage, 28. Hand off to Personowski, and there's a fumble on the end of that play. The ball is still loose. It's diving all around. It's gone about 20 yards. It's still loose. And finally, a Cass City player jumps on it at the 37-yard line. Mind you, this play started at the 25. Nick Perry finally able to jump on it. I think that nearly touched every single set of hands on the field.
Unbelievable, that ball bounced loose. Actually, humorously was bouncing loose all over the place. Bodies diving everywhere. Nobody could get a wrap on it. Leave it to the sure-handed Nick Perry. He makes the recovery. And now a long ways towards first down, Clark. What street is that? The first down marker.
It's second down, a country mile. First down marker is in Argyle. 41 seconds left in this third quarter. Cass City, second down and in a 23 yards to go. First down marker is at the 14. They're at the 37. Screen pass to the left and caught in by Nick Perry. He's past the line of scrimmage, moving down that far sideline to the original line of scrimmage and gains about 13 yards on the catch and carry. He's still 10 yards short of the first down, brought down by Adam Grifka, number 77 for the Bearcats. And that is going to bring us to the end of the third quarter with the Cass City Redhawks leading 27-6 on the WLW Sports Network. Fourth quarter action coming up next.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
On to the fourth quarter. Cass City leading 27-6. Facing a third down and 9 to go from the Ubley 34-yard line.
Ubley almost had what they needed, Clark. They remember that ball that fumbled there that Nick Perry recovered? That was that change of momentum play that Ubley needed. Now they push Cass City way back to start this quarter. It's going to be third and 10, a situation that Cass City is very comfortable with. However, that ball was recovered by Ubley. They have a chance to make this a two-possession game instead.